Yeah, they took the hand of the fruit of the earth. Vayoridu elenu, and they brought it down to us. Vayoshivu asanu davar, and they returned to us a word, a davar. Again, the word davar is a very popular word, obviously, here. Vayomru, and they said, Toiv haaretz, the land is good, asher Hashem elokim lo yislam. The land that Hashem has given us is very good. Okay, so what does this mean? Over here, Rashi says, what the yukim, vayoridu elenu, they brought it down to us. Magid she'eretz yishol gavoya mikol haaretz. It's the fact that it says that they brought it down, they were in the desert, and now the Meravim, they came down from Eretz Yisrael. So this teaches us that Eretz Yisrael is the highest land of all of the lands. What's the Raya? How do you know it's the highest land? Maybe it was higher than the desert. But who says that it's higher than all other parts of the world? I don't know. It says here, Vayuridu Elein, okay? And they returned Dovar, and they said, Toivo, Aris land is good. Ki heim shamru, mi heim shamru ha-toivasa. Yehoshua v'cholev. There are only two people that said this. They returned a report, and they said, "The land is good." Toiva yoyimru, toiva aretz asher Hashem elokeinu nosein lanu. Now let's see Targum. Targum v'nesivu b'dehoin me'ibod arah. They brought back. They took in their hands from the iba. Iba means the food, the fruit of the earth. Vayeridu elenu vayeshivu asanu davar. Okay, va'achasin lona v'asivu yosana piskama. They brought us a report. Va'amarud, and they said, Tova ara, the land is good. The Hashem elokona yohev lona. The land that Hashem has given us is very good. Now, go back to Rashi and the Gedik over here. Rashi, how does Rashi vayomu mishamra haaretz? I think Rashi is being medayik this from the fact that it says it breaks up into two parts. It says vayeshivu oisanu davar. Period. This was the report that all of the Meraglim brought. Davar doesn't tell us was it good or bad. It just says they brought back a report. And the report that the Meraglim brought back was no good. Then when it says, Vayoimu, they said, Toivo haaretz asher Hashem elokeinu nosein lanu, this refers specifically to Yehoshua v'Chalev. Only they were the ones who said the land is very good. All right, let's go to the next pasuk. And the Targum says that the pre is called the Iba. And what does that word mean? Let me get this safer. Give me 1 second. See what the word Iba means in the Targum. Okay, Bamidbar, Devarim, Perik, Aleph, Pasuk Chafei. Devarim, Aleph, Chafei. Okay, the Targum says, Aleph, Chafei, Meiba, Lashon, Akasav, Ibe, Hanachal. Pisroina, Lashon, Lechus, Pri. The Amila Zugam, the Targum, Vichain, Perish, Rashi. Okay, so he just says what Ibe really means, the moisture. Interesting. So I don't know if it's necessarily the literal translation of the word fruit. Okay, I don't know. It doesn't say anything more in this pasuk. Okay, let's go further. Next pasuk. V'loy avisem lalois. Okay, they did not want to go. V'loy avisem, they did not. The word avisem means to desire. They did not desire to ascend. Vatamru, and they rebelled. Vatamru. Vatamru is you. V'loy avisem. This is v'loy you. V'loy avisem, you. You did not want to ascend, Vatamru, you rebelled, Espi Hashem Elokeichem. Rashi, it says, Vatamru Lashon Hasrosa. What's that mean? Hisrastem Kinegen Mamora. What does that mean? Hisrastem. Mayor, you have a good Hebrew? What's the word Hisrastem mean? Kinegen Mamora. You rebelled.
Hisrastem. Never heard of it.
Never heard the word? Let's go see what Google has to say. The Google translation. Hisrastem. Defiance. It's a modern Hebrew word, it says here. Defiance. Hisrastem. Defiance. Loshoyin hasrasa. A language of defiance. Hisrastem, you were defiant. Okay, it's a modern word, mayor. It's a mayor. When you say Hebrew, when you talk in Hebrew, why do you talk with an accent?
How could Rashi have a modern word?
He was a modern guy, Rashi. He took.
How the Seferia translates? How the Seferia translates?
So let's see. Okay, good. Let's take a see. Denoting setting oneself in opposition. Yeah. In opposition, setting oneself in opposition. Defiance, that's what defiance is. Setting oneself in opposition. It says flouted. And over here, it says flouted. Oh, they have a dictionary here. You see, you type in the dictionary, Vatamru. Okay, to be contentious. Be rebellious. Be refractory. Be disobedient towards, be rebellious against, disobedient, rebellious. All right. Okay, so it means over here, but the word Hishras, that means defiant. Defiant and rebellious, not necessarily the same thing. All right, whatever it is. Okay, let's go back. What happened over here? I lost the Rashi here. Okay, and I lost the Targum. Here. What I do? Mefarshim? No, wrong. Targumim. Targungalus. Okay, let's go further. Now, this is a very good pasuk. This pasuk is a very, very powerful pasuk. This pasuk here that says, Vateirognu ve'oholechem. Vateimru and Vateimru. Okay, you sulked. You sulked, precise meaning Hebrew. What? I don't know what this meaning is. Uncertain. This is a very hard word. The word Vateirognu. This is a tough word to translate what this word means. Okay, rogain, murmur.
Slandered.
Okay, very good. To murmur, whisper. Over here, you see the dictionary? I clicked on the word over here, and in Safari it says backbiter. To murmur. Murmurer. It means to whisper, to murmur. Now, murmur is not the same thing as slander. Okay, see, what it says there in the art scroll is not so... The art scroll is taking the word Vateirognu, and they're embellishing it with what it says in its context. Since in the context of this pasuk it says the following, this pasuk, we should beware, in my very worthless opinion, is one of the
it's
most...
It's in keeping with Rashi's pshat.
Oh, right.
Salt is not keeping with Rashi's pshat.
Salt?
Salt is very mild compared to slandering. Salt, it means you sat there and you were very morose and down and you weren't communicating. Rashi touches it slander.
Okay, so let's see. Now this pasuk, no matter what the pasuk means, is one of the most horrific psukim in the Torah. This pasuk says something that's really shocking. It's a very powerful Musa Haska. Vateirognu ve'oholechem. Okay, that you sulked in your tents. Vateirognu, when you said, B'sinas Hashem oisanu hotzianu me'eretz Mitzrayim. That Hashem hates us. The reason why Hashem did all these miracles and took us out of Egypt in such a magnificent way was because Hashem wanted to build us up in order to destroy us. Loseis oysa, to deliver us, biyad ho'emari, to the hands of the emari, lehashmidenu. That's a shocking thing to say. I read this in an article, probably in one of these magazines recently. A person says that he deals with a lot of people that have a lot of problems, and he says that many, many people that he deals with, they really believe that Hashem has it out for them. Hashem is working his hardest to make them suffer. In other words, what he basically said was this pasuk. That's nothing new. It's nothing new. In philosophy, we always talk about this. Take philosophy 101 in Brooklyn College. They taught us this principle of Epicurus is called the evil genius. This is a God. And God, what he does is he is busy coming up with ideas how to make people suffer. Okay, this is a principle of philosophy called evil genius. Type it in the computer, a whole principle of philosophy, and there's something to it. I mean, it's Epicurus, right? It's Epicurus. But if you were not a maimon, if you did not have the Torah to guide you, a person can really come to such a belief. And they can say that there's such a thing called that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's planning and plotting to bring upon a person suffering. And who said this? Who invented this principle of this philosophy? We did. it says this beferish in the Torah. You cannot ignore this pasuk in the Torah. You can't go, oh, no, I don't want to hear this, I want to hear this, leave me alone, stay away from this. That's a cop-out. It says here in the pasuk some very shocking things. Moshe said to Klal Yisrael, Vateirognu ve'ohalechem. We have yet to define what that word means exactly. In your tents, Vateimur, and you said, B'sinas Hashem oisanu. It's because Hashem truly hates us. That is the reason why he did these miracles and he took us out of Egypt, Hotzionu mi'eretz Mitzrayim, so that he can now deliver us into the hands of the Emori to destroy us. Incredible what it says here. Now let's see Rashi. Vateirognu, Lashoyin Hara. The word Vateirognu means Lashoyin Hara, slander. V'chein divrei, the word of a near gun. Adam Hamotzi Diba. So what does that word mean, near gun? Mayor, I'm putting you on mute. No insult. Nirgun, what's Nirgun? What does it mean in Nirgun? Mayor, you have a good modern word for the word Nirgun? Nirgun over here, Rashi says, listen to me, Lashon Hara. Nirgun, he has a word here, Nirgun, quarrelsome. Quarrelsome. A Nargun is someone who quarrels. And Rashi
has it here as slander again. Simply Nirgun in the phrase, words, divrei Nirgun is words of a slanderer.
Okay, we're trying to define I appreciate it, but we have to, where does it come from? Where does the shorash of this word Nirgun? I don't know. Obviously, in this context, it means slander. It means slander. Rashi says it means Lashoyin Hara. Okay? Lashoyin Hara. Let's go further. B'sinas Hashem, Hashem hates us. V'hu ha'yo oyev eschem. And Moshe of says to the earth, it's not true. It's a lie. Hashem loves you. Aval atem sonim oisai. Woo, look at this. Look at this. Look at this. You're the ones who hate Hashem. Mishal had yud oimer. Ma dibe libach al rechimach. Ma div libe aloch. Okay? It's a mashal had yud. Mishal had yud. Oimer ma div libach. You say in your heart al rechimach about the one that you love. Ma de libe Allah, what is in your heart against him? Let's look at this English translation. Okay, this is an expression. Nirgun means a false report. This is the English, not so accurate. And then he says, really he loved you, but you hate him. A common proverb, it says, what is in your own mind about your friend, you imagine is what is in his mind about you. Okay, let's go back to these words, because this is really good stuff. This is really heavy, heavy stuff. There's a whole kin on this in Tisha B'Av. B'sinas Hashem oisanu, Hashem hates us. It's not true. Pum fakert. V'hu hayoi, he loves you. Aval atem soinim oisai. Mishal hedyot oimer. Ma div libach al rechimach. What do you think about your friend? Ma div libei aloch is what... I don't know how to translate this. I'm confused. I'm not too smart here. Ma de libach.
It's very simple. The Jews in their heart thought Hashem hated him, them. But truth was, that's what, you know, is what you really think.
Then you hate him. Atem sight in my sight. So when you say this,
Hashem hates you, but you really hate Hashem.
Now, what's the mashal? The mashal yomer. What is in your heart upon your friend, you say, what you think about your friend, you say your friend thinks about you. If I hate my friend, so what do I say? I say that my friend hates me. That's not true. That's not true. Your friend doesn't hate you. The reason why you make believe that you make a statement that your friend hates you is because you hate your friend. And that's exactly what's doing over here. Over here, the Jews are, they're the problem. They're saying about Hashem, Atem Sainim Oisai. Now, this, I want to talk about kinah. I want to diverge for one moment. In the kinois, okay, let me get the kinah. It's on the table here. I want to show you something very interesting based upon this Rashi. Very relevant to the kinois. Okay, I want to show you something interesting here. Here's the kina. I have my hand the kina, so you don't need to have it. I just want to show you something. Okay, there's a very, let's go to the second kina. The second kina. The whole kina, a lot of the kina are really bitter complaints. How did you, Hashem, were you swift in your anger to destroy the Jewish people through the nation of Edom? And v'loy zocharta, we accuse Hashem, you Hashem did not remember the bris bein habesarim, which you have selected for your chosen ones, and therefore we complain to you, zochar Hashem mehoyolanu. And the whole kina does again over and over complaints. V'loy zocharta, you Hashem did not remember how you took us out of Mitzrayim with kefitza saderech. And again, v'loy zocharta. Viud Vesek Veses, the assembly hall, the stronghold of the yearly cycle. You don't remember the bris. You don't remember that the Aliyah L'Regel, the Klal Yisrael. We Oil L'Regel. V'loy Zacharta Chitin Chukei Chagig. You don't remember Matan Torah. We and then V'loy Zacharta. Really, Hashem didn't remember all of these things. You know what the truth is? It's just the opposite. Hashem remembered every single event of Jewish history. It is us who did not remember. All of these lines, a big chunk of the kinos, when we make these accusations against Hashem, v'loy zocharta, v'loy zocharta, you didn't remember this, you didn't remember that. It's Hashem remembers everything. We are the ones who chose not to remember. And now we come with chutzpah, we say, Hashem, you're the one who did this to us. Now, why am I telling you on this kina? Because you go to the next kina. That's what I really want. This, the two kinas ahead, kina test. That's where I was actually working on this before. No, it's not this one. It's kina. Let me find it. It's kina. No, not yud. One second. Let me find it. Yud aleph yud beis. Oh, here it is. Yud beis. Aholi. In the kina, this kina yud beis. Kina yud beis is about the tent. Aholi asher to after adloy veracious. My tent, which you desired before creation in kisei chava litzarfai lama lenetzach. Why Hashem forever shudad is it plundered beyond shaydin, and why have you become v'nihiyesa kiroya v'oitya v'ra'ashta v'ra'ganta? You grumbled. Here's the same exact word. This is mamish the word vate rognu. Unbelievable. The opening line of that kina, the opening line of this kina has two words of this pasuk. Vateirognu ve'oholeichem. Okay, we learned in the morning that the Ibn Ezra says all of the kinas are riddles. They're riddles. You got to figure them out. You got to go on a treasure hunt to figure out what it means. And here we have the riddle. We figured out the riddle. There are two words that go together here in this kina. The Kalir, he made it very easy for us because we read this parash as Parashas Devarim. So right before Tisha B'Av, so it should be very easy for us to figure this out. Vateirognu ve'oholeichem. The word Vateirognu, which is a very hard word, and in your tents. And the opening line of the kina is Oholi, my tent, which you love, Hashem. Hashem, you love my tent. We have complaints about you, Hashem. Why you have allowed my tent to become desolate, and you are like Hashem, a shepherd that covers himself in the shmata, and vira ashta, vira ganta, and you grumble, the ato malifo, and you say to us, you say lashon hara on us, vira ashta, you storm, vira ganta is the word vatiragnu, and you grumble. The atom malifo, malifo, what do I need to be here for? I don't want to be any longer. I don't want to be any longer here in the Beis Hamikdash with you. I'm leaving. I'm going to go far away. Really? Really? Hashem is the one who grumbles? Hashem is the one that says, I don't want to be here in this location with you anymore? It's just the opposite. Just the opposite. We are the ones who are guilty of vateirognu in our tent, saying to Hashem, we don't want you anymore. We have enough of this.
Which kina is this?
Kina Yud Beis, Kina 12. Kina 12. It's mamish meferish mikinis. We talk about the tent. We talk about the tent, and we blame Hashem that Hashem is like all of these complaints. The truth is, what we're really saying is, we are the ones who are guilty. We are the ones who grumble. We are the ones who behave in a not nice way. And yet, when we find ourselves in a matzah of difficulty, we turn the tables on Hashem and we say, Hashem, you're the one. You're the one who has done all of these crimes to us. Exactly what Rashi, that's exactly what it says here in this passage. That's what Rashi says. V'hu hoyo oyev eschem. He loves you. Aval atem soinim risa. You hate him. And what's the Mishal Hagit? Ma'adiv libach al v'chimach. What you think about your friend, you make believe and you say, that's what your friend thinks about you. So in the Kina, that's exactly what we're doing in the Kina. We're behaving in the Kina. It's a very interesting technique. We're complaining to us, Hashem, what happened here? What did you do to us? What did you do? You abandon us. The whole Kina goes all these different expressions. The first expression was that we say about Hashem, and you, Hashem, are like a shepherd who wraps up a sheet around himself and says, what do I need to be here for? I'm not interested in this. I'm not interested in serving you. And we're tzaddikim. What are you so upset about? Just because we did a few averos, you have to get so upset and you have to storm out of the Beis HaMikdash and leave us and abandon us and let us suffer? Excuse me, who is the one that abandoned who? Who is the one that abandoned who? What it says, V'atayim b'sinas Hashem oisanu hotzi'anu mi'eretz Mitzrayim. I want, if you take a vote, Mr. Rapport, take a vote, and you ask people, yes, what is the worst pasuk in the whole Torah? When I say worst, I don't mean...
There's one other.
Yeah. I mean, the most stinging...
Shemos, there's a pasuk, is Hashem among us, right?
I think this is worse. Yeah. This is much worse, in my opinion, because here, he's saying that Hashem hates us. Hashem hates us, and he took us out of Egypt in order to deliver us into the hands of the Amori to destroy us. I mean, that's like it doesn't get worse than that. To make such an accusation against Hashem after all the miracles he did for us, to turn the tables on Hashem and say that Hashem hates us, the sinas Hashem, and what you are self-imposing upon, you're putting upon Hashem, would you really think about Hashem? You are guilty. And that's exactly what we're doing in the Kina. And the proof is because the Kina mentions in that first line these exact two words, Aholi and the word Vateragnu. And we're accusing Hashem, why did you leave us? Why did you abandon? Look at all the other stanzas. Hashem, you're like a shepherd. You're a shepherd, like a bird that's Boideid al Gog Mar Tzoreach. You, Hashem, have become like a bird that's all alone upon a rooftop that screams with bitterness, Ma li didifo. What is my beloved doing here? The next example. Lomulanetzach urar biyad arel v'nyesa kisonetzo. You became like an enemy and an adversary against us. You, Hashem, with all these incredible complaints, v'nyesa, you became like a gibor lo yuchal lo hishia. You became like a kitos, a bird that bechalo that flies, v'ein odnavi. We make these accusations against Hashem, but the truth is, this is what we have done. We have abandoned Hashem. We are the ones, and we turn the tables on Hashem. We are guilty of what it says in the pasuk: "Vateirognu ve'aholechem v'atamru b'sinas Hashem v'sanu hotzionu mi'eretz Mitzrayim." Lost is l'mi'ar mul Hashem be'enu. Okay, I think, and it's not only that kina; it's all many of the kinas. We say to Hashem, "V'loy zocharta." Maybe v'loy zocharta. Hashem, of course, remembers. Ein shichol lifnei seichel v'odecha. We are the ones that forgot. Okay, let's go to the next part, next Rashi. The sinas Hashem osanu hotzionu mi'eretz Mitzrayim hotzionu l'si. He's explaining the crime of what we said. Hotzo also l'sina hotzo. He took us out for hatred. Marshal and Abbas of Adam. Shayla Shnei Van, we had two children. V'yesh lo shtei sodos, two fields. Achas shel shikya v'achas shel baal. One field was a watered field, one was a field of baal that was dry. L'mishu oyev noisei nesh es shikya, u'l'mishu soinei noisei nesh shel baal. The one that he loves, he gives the watered field, and the child that he does not love, he gives the field that's called a baal, which is it's not watered, it's dry. Baal means you need rain. It needs rain. Eretz Mitzrayim shel shikyahi shenilois oilo mashka oisa the eretz kanan shel baal the yotzi anu mitzrayim loses lanu es eretz kanan. So Klal Yisrael is complaining that they don't like the land. Why don't they like the land? Why don't they like the land? Because the land is a stay habal. It needs to come on to rain. It cannot be automatically watered. And we have to understand, Eretz Mitzrayim, they did not need rain. Why not? They had the Nilos, the Nile. In Eretz Yisrael, there is no Nile. The only way the land is watered is when it rains. So there's a trade-off. There's a good and a bad. The good is in Egypt, water is always available. You never, ever have to worry. On the other hand, you have to slave away, brutal labor to water, to irrigate the field. In Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to lift a pinky. The field gets watered by itself. There's no need for irrigation. There's no need to do anything. Hashem takes care of everything for you. On the other hand, you have to be worthy. If you're not righteous, if you're not doing what Hashem wants, if there's no Yirah Shemayim, then Hashem will not water the field. In Egypt, you can be the biggest Rasha. It does not make a difference. There will always be water. There will always be irrigation fields. So the truth is, it's a great chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Egypt. He brought us to Eretz Yisrael. We're there. We don't have to lift a pinky. Hashem will bring rain upon the land. The only thing that we need to do is to behave, is to serve Hashem, like the man. V'ya'anecha v'yarivecha. V'yachilchas ma'shelo yedat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he afflicted us, and he made us hungry. What does it mean? What does it mean that Hashem afflicted us? That we had to work. We had to be righteous, because if we were not deserving, a person was not a Yarei Shemayim, then he would not find the man in front of his door. So in order to merit that every single day he would find the man in his front door, he had to be a Yarei Shemayim. That is hard work, to be a Yarei Shemayim 24/7. That was called affliction. But the benefit of having the man come to you and the benefit of having a relationship with Hashem is priceless. In Egypt, you don't have to do anything. In Egypt, all you do the whole day is be a Rasha and pursue your taivas. And you have nothing to worry about because Hashem will provide for you everything. So here they said this horrible complaint. Hashem took us out of Eretz Mitzrayim. A land that is watered, to bring us to the land of Eretz Yisrael, a land that is not watered, that is dry, and if you don't understand the spirituality of the nature of this, then it seems like HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates us. He took us out of a land that had plenty of water to a land that has no water, and if you don't appreciate the depth, that it's not a curse, Adarabba, it's the greatest blessing, because there is no water. Hashem waters the land through rain. But the condition is you have to be a tzaddik, a Yarei Shemayim. And that is a bracha, because that forces you to behave in the proper way. Okay, so this is the Rashis we have over here. Three beautiful Rashis. One is Vateiragnu, means Lashon Hara, means complaint. The next case, B'sin Hashem Asanu, is Hashem loves you. You're the ones who hate Hashem. And you turn the tables on Hashem. And then B'sin Hashem Achotzen, Eretz Mitzrayim. Eretz Mitzrayim is land that's wet. The Nilois. And we complain that Hashem brought us to Eretz Yisrael. That's a stay habal, a land that is irrigated, that is watered by rain. And here we're turning the tables on Hashem and complaining that it's too difficult for us. Let's see what it says in the Targum on this pasuk. Okay, more Targumim. Time unkelus. Okay, v'is ra'amtun. What does that word mean? This is the translation of the Targum for the word vateirognu. V'is ra'amtun. I don't know what that word means. We're going to have to come back to it in one moment. B'mashkin nechoin, in your tents. Va'amartun, and you said. B'desoneh, that means hate. Hashem yosonu, Hashem hates us. Apkono, you took us out. Me out of the Mitzrayim. L'mimsar, to deliver yosonu us. Bidu in the hands. De'emoro'o. L'sheitso yusa. That is a very popular word for destruction. Now, what does this word here mean in the Targum? The Yisra'amtun. So to that, we go to the videotape. We go to the Ma'at Tzori. And he tells us that this word means, this pasuk Chav Zayin, L'shoyne Tar'umis, complaint. Complaint, let's see. U'chamash HaKosa V'yiloinu Al Moshe V'yal Aaron. It says there, V'yiloinu, they complained. Al Moshe V'yal Aaron, why did you, Moshe, take us out of Egypt? Complaint. So the Targum, over here, what he's doing is, as he does Kedarkoi, he's simplifying the language of Hebrew, and he is telling us that the word Vateirognu is equivalent to the word Vayiloinu. It says Vayiloinu elsewhere, and it says the word Vateirognu, and they both mean exactly the same thing in the simplified version of the language, to complain. Now he goes further. Then he says, Merashi mashma she tur amosa baramis ba mehasharish ram lishan kas. Now he's quoting a Rashi in Sefer Yecheskel, not a Rashi here, that the word v'isram to means angry. A whole new pshat, anger. Okay? Shuloshon nifal b'neishakein derech l'shon teluna l'hosef adover elo adam shul misladin misroyim v'loy oimim loynein royimim v'chinami l'verog v'mikro shubol atargim v'hu mibinyan nifal. He's saying a chiddush. He's saying a tremendous chiddush, is that according to Rashi and Yecheskel, the word vateirognu means they were angry. Now, that's not really what Rashi himself doesn't say that. Rashi says himself it means Loshon Hara. Rashi makes no mention here about anger. However, what he's doing over here is that the Targum really means is Ram, Resh Ayin Mem, the Targum, the Isram Tun, B'mashkinei Choin, there appears to be a machlekes between the Targum and Rashi, where the Targum here is saying that the word means that they were angry in their tents. And they said, because Hashem hates us, he took us out of Egypt, the land of Egypt, to build us names of the Amor, to destroy us. So it comes out here, we have accomplished our goal. We have accomplished our mission of machloikis, especially this is very, very good during the 9 days. 9 days, what better could be to make machloikis during the 9 days? The Chor Beis HaMikdash came about through machloikis, Sinas Chinam. And here we go at it. Here we have created now a machlekes, a disagreement between Rashi and the Targum. Rashi learns Vateirognu means they complained. No, I shouldn't say they complained. They complained, or Rashi says explicitly, they spoke Lashon Hara. They spoke Lashon Hara. Evil, evil talk. Lashon Hara, this is really Moshe Shema, Bechein Diri Nagun, Ono Motsi Diba. See, Lashon Hara, according to the Chafetz Chaim, this is very interesting, because according to the Chafetz Chaim, the precise term Lashon Hara means something that is true. Motzi Shem Ra is a lie. Now, what they're saying over here is a lie. And yet Rashi uses the term Lashon Hara. Rashi should use the term, they spoke Lashon, and they spoke Motzi Shem Ra, which is an outright lie. So you have to say over here, it's similar to the word, Lashon Hara. Lashon over here does not mean in its specific tense. It means they slandered. They said something that is incorrect. But it does not have any connotation, according to Rashi, there's no connotation here from Rashi that there is any. There's no connotation here from Rashi that there is any anger, But the Ma'at Sari is Mechadesh, that the Targum really is trying to tell us, not like Rashi, that not that they only spoke Lashon Hara, but they were angry in their tents. And they said these horrific words, B'sinas Hashem Osanu Hotzianu Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Unbelievable. It's an unbelievable pasuk. And what did they say? We'll do one quick pasuk over here quickly. Let's see the chavar on one pasuk. Ona, how? Ona, or see over here, what kind of place? What does it mean the word ona? Over here in the English, what kind of place? Ona, nachnu ilim. How can we go? Achenu, our brethren, himasu, have melted. Es levaveinu, lemar. Am gadol v'rami menu, odin gedolos v'tzuris v'ashamayim. V'gam b'nei anakim re'inu sham. We've also seen there the giants. Okay, what does Rashi over here say? Odin gedolos v'tzuris v'ashamayim, dibru chakasuvi b'lushan havai. Exaggeration. It's not really possible that it's so hard. An exaggeration. What does the Targum say? La'on, to where? Anachnu solkin. Now, this is very important. Over here, in the English, it says, ona means what kind of place? There's a star. What kind of place? Where are we going? Targum, la'on, to where? To where? Leon, to where are we going? Ona means what kind of place? Could very well be that there's a machlo. I mean, there's no Rashi on this, so we don't have any raya what it really means. But the Targum says Leon, to where? Anachno solkin, achono, our brethren, sivaruyos libono, broke our hearts. Okay, this is very interesting because it's not what it says here in the pasuk. The word himasu ordinarily means to melt our hearts. And the Targum does not translate the word melt. He translates the word himasu to mean sivaru, means to break. Yos libono lemeimar, saying amination, sagi, that's great. Visakif, that's very powerful. No, that's very interesting. The word Ram means mighty, means exalted. Targum says the word Ram means Sakif, mighty. Minano, Kirvin, cities. Rav Rivon, cities that are very great. Ukrichin, Ukrichon at Se Shemaya. What does it mean, Ukrichon? Fortified? Ad until Tseis Shemaya, all the way until the heavens, the end of the heaven. V'af b'nei gibor re'echa zenon talman. We have sort anokim. See what he does over here, the Targum. The Targum over here translates the word anokim, giants. He does not say they were giants. He says they were mighty people. Different translation. He also, when it says the Shemayim, he says b'tzuras b'ashrayim atseis, until the end of the heaven. Okay, there's a lot of chidush over here in this Targum. Okay, I'm going to just read it very quickly over here, what it says over here in the Targum. Targum over here says, in the Natsari, he says the word tevaru, shavru. He doesn't want to translate it to mean melt, okay, it means to break. Fesakif is rom. Alright. And then ukirichon, it's look, mid agulois. Wow, this, they are agulois, round. Okay, they were round. Fizelamus or Rashi Birnois, like Rashi Arm Bitsuas, Ayde Migalim, agulois. Sad. Okay, it says sad, but they got rubber in the Gibor. Anokim, Banana Glosh and Yahulukuma. These are. Alright, so over here he's saying a lot of chidush. Just to wrap up, he's saying, instead of saying melt, he's saying it means to break. When it says that they are sakif, it's a chidush. Sakif for the word rum. Rum means exalted. He calls them, they're just very tough people, they're strong people. And when it says ukrichon, krichon means round. A city that is arim gidolois, cities that are very great, uvitzros means round. They have round walls. What is the advantage of a city having walls that are round versus a city that has square walls? There must be something to it. I'm certain if we study ancient architecture, ancient history, there must be an advantage to a city that has a wall around it, that's a circle versus a city.
It's easier to defend when you're in a corner. How do you get to build a tower? You can't to protect from two sides. If it's a circle, you can always see the people attacking you.
Yeah.
Also, a circle is more solid than a square. It's harder to break a circle than it's to break a square.
Even a wall around the city? Even a wall around the city? Really? I don't know.
Architecture.
Yeah, but you're dealing with a wall around the city. Really makes a difference? Okay, could be. He's saying you're a tremendous chiddush. That when it says the cities are fortified, uvit surois, the fortification, the targum says round. Ukirichon. Krichon in the targum, the Aramaic means round. Round. They have round walls. Instead of having a city which has square walls around it, a city that has round walls around it provides an additional layer of security. And when it says atseish means, which is bash, the bash means.
You know what? Even if you make it vertically round, if you make like a wall with a bulge, it's more easy to defend than if it's a straight wall.
Okay. Fine.
You can't put a ladder on it. You can, you know.
Anokin means Giborei. Okay, it's Leil. We'll stop over here. Taman. All right, we'll stop over here. Thank you very much for coming. We learned some things.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Tell me, how was you? Went to later, friend?
Yeah, I went to Bia. Yeah.
Is anybody sitting there with him?
I think there was a couple who was deaf. You know, he teaches. He's very involved in the deaf community.
I'll see if I can do it tomorrow.
And he was. I never saw this in my whole life. People came to Menachem Avil and they were both communicating with sign language.
Yeah, because he is.
He's a big expert, but it was amazing to watch this couple, this married couple, and they were talking to him. And he was, you know, they were communicating rapid fire, back and forth, non-stop. Yeah, like, you know, you see it on television. You see it on television when they go, they give her...
They had a whole NCSY group called Our Way, which were all, had problems. That's the way they communicated.
Unbelievable what goes with the chesed. I couldn't believe what I saw there. How he had this, they're very close, these people. And you can imagine, there must be hundreds of them that he deals with. This was just one couple that was there when I came for a few minutes. And he was communicating with them, and I was watching how they communicate. And like, there's a very deep relationship between them. It's unbelievable what I saw there.
Rabbi?
Yeah?
Kingsway used to host Shabbatons for these deaf people, and
deaf people.
He was in charge of it.
Unbelievable.
Okay, the rabbi.
Lederfield.
Yeah, he would come and he was being touched.
Unbelievable. Remarkable, remarkable. Unbelievable. All right, good night, everybody. Say, have a good night. Take care. Thank you for coming. Heshi, thank you for coming, Heshi. Take care.
Good night.
Good night. Take care.
Mm-hmm.